Let's get the latest from our local soccer club, Lane United. Season just about here. Starts Friday at the Bob Kiefer Center in Springfield. They hit the pitch at 7 o'clock. Now entering year four as the coach. Welcome back, John Gallus. John, how you been?
I've been well, Steve.
Good to hear.
Very well. Thanks for having me on.
I know we've spoken about your time overseas, but you know, you had an opportunity to intern in the Premier League for Liverpool. They happen to be my favorite team just because I'm a Beatles fan. For folks who haven't heard the story yet, exactly when was that, and what kind of experience was that for you?
Well, I went over to grad school at University of Liverpool, 1998. In 99 for the their MBA football industries program, and part of the curriculum was to work for a club, and through some U.S. soccer connections and Bobby Howe, I was able to get connected with my boyhood club, which is Liverpool. And so 98-99, I was basically given a free pass to observe, you know, all first team training sessions, to do some work at the academy under the Steve Highway. He was the director at the time, and it was just an incredible experience. As a young coach, you know, heading over there to learn and just soak up as much as I could as a young American coach was pretty amazing. And we had Brad Friedel from the U.S. men's national team, or one of our goalkeepers, was over at Liverpool at the time. So I was able to see him train and play quite a bit, and it was a tremendous experience.
Unbelievable.
And, Steve, I got to tell you, I went back as when I was over in Valencia. I was able to hop over on a Ryanair, an Irish airline, for like $70 from Valencia to Manchester. I still smelled the glue drying on the wings, but it was worth it. And I hopped over there, and I have a really good friend of mine, a fitness coach for Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool, and was able to spend 5 days at Melwood at the training ground with Liverpool and see the, you know, the changes that the club's gone through and the infrastructure they've put in place. And it was just, it was really cool. And as a Beatles fan, I was also in Liverpool the night that the, I believe it was the Cavern, where the Beatles made their debut.
Yeah.
I was there at the anniversary of the Cavern. So that was a lot of fun.
Amazing. Wow. Talk about it. Not only soccer professionally, but cultural, can't beat that.
Yeah, it was great.
I was reading over the press release, navigated all over the site, and we know what an explosion the Timbers experienced when they joined MLS. From the people I speak with, from what I've read, how would you describe kind of the growth of your program and how it's being received here now in Lane County?
Well, I think we've shown, you know, steady growth in all aspects of our program, from not only, you know, my major part, which is the coaching side and attracting players to come through, you know, Eugene and Lane County to play for us every summer. I think our talent pools have gotten better and better. But I think from a community standpoint, in terms of sponsorship, I think we've grown year in and year out. We've had a lot more interest every year and local businesses wanting to get involved with us, and, you know, it's a testament to what we're trying to do, but it's also a tremendous testament to what this community is all about and supporting grassroots football. You know, and we signed an additional year with Oakshire Brewery as our title sponsor. We've got, you know, just, again, tremendous support on the business side, and then the fan base is continuing to grow, which is really exciting, because as we hopefully transition into 2019 and the rebirth of Civic Stadium and Civic Park, I think you're going to see something very similar on a smaller scale, but something equally as exciting as when the Timbers went to MLS. And you'll see that here in Eugene with the support for Lane United when we kicked the first kickoff at Civic Park in 2019, hopefully.
We're talking with the Lane United Football Club coach, John Gallus, and we know one thing, you kind of hit on it. In 2017, if you want sports fans to come out and support your product, you can't just have soda and hot dogs. I think the word is is amenities, and I was reading in the press release, you got cocktails and cold ones and food and coffee. It certainly looks like you guys have upgraded in a big way in that area.
Mm-hmm. We've answered the call. I mean, we've had a lot of people ask for, you know, coffee and hot chocolate, and, you know, much like Autzen, it never rains at the Bob Kiefer Center. However, we do need to keep our fans happy. We have to, you know, provide a coffee, you know, hot chocolate and some treats. But we've also added a liquor bar, if you will, a tent that's going to be run by First National Tap House and Side Bar. And we're going to have a margarita special on Friday night, Cinco de Mayo. We continue to, like I mentioned, with Oakshire, have the Oakshire Beer Garden, which is a huge amenity for us, and it provides a, you know, a little bit of culture, a little bit of fun, a little bit of entertainment outside the field as well. It's a great family environment. Like I said last time I talked to you, you got a little bit for everybody.
You also have a lot going on, tournament summer camps, and I've had that conversation with a lot of Oregon coaches, be it lacrosse, soccer, you know, the sports that don't have the powerhouse support of football or basketball. How important has it been to hold these events, get out there, make that personal contact in the community, to let them know you're there and kind of share that passion of, I think it was the great Pelé popularized the term, the beautiful game?
Well, you know, when you peel back the onion a little bit, you realize that we have 11 business days. Those are 11 home games we have a year. And we're not drawing, you know, 57,000 plus like Oregon football. So we have to stay relevant in the off season as best we can. And we do that through running our soccer camps and reaching out to the community and the youth market. You know, we do it certainly with running our pub league, as we call it, our men's over 35 seven-a-side league that runs in the fall and in the spring. We participated in Putting in the Wit a couple weeks ago, a fundraiser. So we try to stay relevant in the off season and engage in our community as much as, you know, they give to us. We try to give back as much as we can as well. And like I said, continue to grow our brand and be relevant in the off season when we can sort of get this groundswell of support going in the off season. So Friday night, you know, May 5th will be a special night, hopefully.
Specifically, even though it's just a little over 2 months out, you got this 7-on-7 tournament coming July 8th and 9th. Yep. For folks who might want to participate, what do they need to know about signing up, entry dates, and all that good stuff?
Well, I believe we have an early bird special for sign-up with a $25 discount to teams that want to sign up between now and, I believe, June 1st. All the information can be found on our website at laneunitedfc.com. Under community, in our seven-a-side league page, you know, registration is open, and we hope to have four divisions with a men's open, women's open, over 35, and probably a co-ed division as well. Everything will be out at the Bob Kiefer Center. I believe we'll have food trucks and beer garden as well, and we're trying to put on, you know, somewhat of a football festival, if you will, and tie it into one of our Lane United home games as well that weekend.
It should be
a great event.
I mentioned some of the connections while your regular season ends mid-July. The youth summer camps you run, what could you tell us about the dates, the details, and what's involved there?
Well, you put me on the spot with dates, but we have three summer camp offerings this summer, in July and then two in August. And the July camp, again, everything can be found on our Lane United website. July camp will be out at the Bob Kiefer Center, and then we'll have two August camps. Early August, the first 2 weeks of August, will be at Spencer Duke Middle School on the turf field. And those are $95 per camper. We have a sibling discount as well. And those will run from, you know, 9 to noon every day, Monday through Thursday.
And by the way, I have the dates handy, July 10th through
13th. Thank you.
August 7th through 10th, and August 14th through August 17th.
Well,
and again,
I appreciate that. Today was the first day of training, so my mind's a little bit on the field still.
No problem. Talking Lane United Soccer with Coach John Gallus. Again, that season opener Friday night, 7 o'clock, Bob Kiefer Stadium in Springfield, where we now know it never rains. Another nice new touch. You can go to the site, print tickets at home, but in general, for folks who might be hearing about you for the first time, this league, the Premier Development League, you're in the Northwest Division. How would you describe this level and maybe what would be next for the top players?
Well, it's sort of a proving ground for these young players that are playing in college right now. We've had the Northwest Division is arguably the best conference in the country. With Seattle Sounders, U-23s, Portland Timbers, under-23s, ourselves, We've had players that have played in this division against us and for us that have gone on and signed professional contracts. We have six players that have signed professional contracts in our first 3 years of playing. The likes of Jordan Morris from our men's national team was with the Seattle Sounders. We had Kyrie Shelton from Oregon State, who was the number two draft pick in the MLS 2 years ago. It is certainly a very high level of soccer throughout the summer. This is, I'd call it somewhat of a destination league. We've got players that come from all over the country that want to play in this division, and certainly for us to showcase their talent and continue to develop. And, you know, the PDL's hashtag is Path to Pro for a reason, because this is certainly, an opportunity to showcase yourself amongst the best talent in the country and get on the scouting radar for sure.
All right, let's wrap with this as the season kicks off Friday night against Northwest Christian U. I'll let you put your marketing hat on, kind of sell your product, your experience, what folks who will come on out for a night of local football be in for.
Well, first and foremost, the margarita special has got to ring home on Cinco de Mayo. But an opportunity to come out and support grassroots football. It's not just about us on Friday night. It's an opportunity to see, you know, NCU play as well. And I've said this before, it's family entertainment. It's 2 hours. It's cost-effective. It's a great event. It's a good spectacle, and we certainly appreciate, you know, all the fans who have continued to support us, and hopefully we can grow our fan base and start on May 5th, 7 p.m.
Sounds awesome. Again, laneunitedfc.com, just chock full of information. Best of luck on Friday, and obviously we look forward to chatting with you throughout the course of the season. Thanks for checking in, John.
All right, thanks so much, Steve.
All right, take it easy.